أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يؤتك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك باتما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. صدق الله العلي العظيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I swear by the early hours of the day and the night when it covers with darkness. Your Lord has not forsaken you, nor has he become displeased. And surely what comes after is better for you than that which has gone before. And soon will your Lord give you so that you shall be well pleased. Did he not find you an orphan and give you shelter, and find you lost and guide them to you, and find you in want and make you to be free from want? Therefore, as for the orphan, do not oppress him, and as for him who asks, do not chide him. And as for the favor of your Lord, do announce it. Sadaqallahu laliul ladhi. Salawat.
محمد وعلي محمد سلامات. اللهم صلي على محمد وعلي محمد وعلي. I request مولانا مرزا محمد عباس to address the مؤمنين in English. محمد وعلي محمد سلامات. اللهم صلي على
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله أوله بلا أول كان قبل وآخره بلا آخر يكون بعده. الذي قصرت عن رؤيته أبصار الناظرين وجزت عن نعته أوهام الواصفين. ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا حبيبنا وطبيب نفوسنا أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين. واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم وغاصبي حقوقهم ومنكري فضائلهم أجمعين. من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. In the continuation of the discussion of Hadith Miraj of the Prophet, in which Prophet is explaining, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing the Prophet in regards to the heritage of fasting. Heritage, which really means the result or the essence of fasting. When Prophet went on Miraj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the Prophet, do you know what is the heritage of fasting? The Prophet said, no. Allah said, it is eating less and speaking less. eating less and speaking less will bring about hikmat, will bring about wisdom. When hikmat comes, that will bring about ma'rifat. When you will have the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will bring about yaqeen. When you will have the yaqeen, a person will be carefree, because he has yaqeen, he has certainty in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he is the caretaker. And at the same time, if something negative happens to him, he is happy, he is pleased with, because he has yaqeen, that is good for him. Even if something bad happens, that is good for him, he has yaqeen, because it comes from Allah. And al-khayru ma waqa, whatever khayr, and that takes place, al-khayru ma waqa, because it's from khayr mutlaq, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is khayr. Then after that, a person who have certainty, he will reach to a station of maradiyin, which means a station of those who are the pleased ones with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he reaches to the station of the pleased ones, Allah will provide him with three qualities. Number one, a quality of doing shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any ignorance. The second quality Allah will provide him is the quality of doing zikr, remembrance of God, without any forgetfulness. The third quality Allah will provide him is love of Allah, a type of love that is overwhelmed, a type of love that no love could overpower. Only there will be the love of God in his heart. When he will have the love of God in his heart, which is the third quality of the pleased ones of Allah, those who are pleased ones with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will allow him his heart with a vision or an eyesight that will see things that no other being would see, such as the hadith is exactly the wording of the hadith would be, he would be able to see the azamat and the jalal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sovereignty and his glory. When he sees the sovereignty and glory, I will provide him with the knowledge of the makhluqeen, you know, of the created being. The knowledge will be provided to him. I will not hide anything from him. He will know everything. Then after that, he will be his companion. When that happens, I will be his companion. And he will do najwa with me. He will speak to me. He would whisper me, and I will hear him. And he would hear me. And I will make the angels hear him. And it goes on a deeper level. And finally it says, I will show him, and I will give him the secret, you know, of every little thing, and I will show him. This is where we stopped. And we put one hadith of the Prophet next to that. And this showing and this witnessing are on three different levels, we said. There's a witnessing, the shuhud of Tawheed, witnessing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that oneness of God, in the af'al, in the actions. Then there's shuhud asma wa sifat, where a person see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the asma, in the names of Allah, and the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he could see the qualities and the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is on a higher level. The third is the shuhud al-zat, where the person sees the essence of God, which is the highest, you know, which is very unique and special. You know, perhaps that valley or that realm is not for us. You know, as the tradition says, these are for the awsiya, you know, these are for the awliya, these are for the masumeen, you know, those who are sabiqoon as-sabiqoon, you know, ulaik al-muqarrabun, you know, this is like the elite, you know. However, we could comprehend that, we could understand that, that there is such a reality exists, and it makes sense. Now, this whole hadith could be compared to that one hadith of the Prophet in the nutshell, where it says, As-sawmu li wa ana ajziya bih. As-sawm, fast is for me and I am the reward. That means Allah is the reward himself for fasting. Not that Allah will give the reward. No. But Allah is saying, As-sawmu li and I am the reward. So when a person fasts, a true fast, the reward for him is this. And that long hadith of Mi'raj, that the heritage of fasting is eating less and speaking less, that is also ending up with the stages that I will show myself to him. Right? And now the seeing, obviously, you know, has these three different levels. Right? This witnessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have these three different levels. If you may have noticed, which I noticed it today on a greater level, you know, today I was invited at the Wisdom Academy to give the, you know, awards, you know, for the children that they're studying there right now and gaining their knowledge. And mashallah, it's a very unique experience, a very different approach to the whole sciences that we find, and it is commendable. Now, over there, I was asked to give in the awards, right? And the child is so overwhelmed, is so attracted to that gift that he's getting, he doesn't even have the eye contact with the person that he's getting, because all his focus is that what he's getting, right? That award. Perhaps the same for us as well in many times, right? It is that reward which is our focus. It really depends on the intelligence of the child. You know, like one or two, they made that eye contact, right? That who he's getting that from. Not that I'm trying to say that I'm of self-value or Molana is giving. No, but I'm trying to look at the understanding of this hadith that as-sawmuli and Allah is the reward. If we have the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we'll appreciate the fast. But if we don't have the ma'rifat of Allah, if we do not understand and comprehend God, then our tawajjuh will be only what we are getting. You know, as they say, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, Allahumma salli ala. That a person, when he is breaking fast, there are two rewards for him.